Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Of all your children, Mrs. Abios, which one is most likely to be a bandwagon fan of a winning sports team?
De cualquiera de nosotros los hijos van a encontrar un equipo que está ganando, and then we'll root for them.
No, don't be opportunista.
Opportunista.
What is an opportunist?
Opportunista.
Opportunista.
Any big plans for the holiday, Nick?
Huge plans. I got a coupon right here, $10.99 at the Back Porch Cafe. Turkey, mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing, cranberries, and a vegetable.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I've been giving a great deal of thought to Oscar's mom and dad. And, you know, it's just it's really amazing when you think about how lucky we are in this country, even with all the divisiveness and all the turmoil. There are other places where they're marching in the streets and people are being thrown in jail, and there are military coups. And one of those countries is Bolivia.
Yes.
And last week,
love it or leave it, Mike, I left it.
That the Oscar's mom and dad were down in Bolivia when all the unrest occurred, and they have successfully made it out, which is, I think, a very, very good thing, fortunately.
What was that Ben Affleck movie when you had to get out the hostages?
Oh gosh, the one in Iran.
Argo.
I loved that movie.
Yes.
Argo was a great movie.
Now, one of the better movies that Ben Affleck has done.
Fortunately, no hostages that I know of, Mike, but this is more like a Bargo with Bolivia.
A bargo? Yes. What is a bargo?
They had to get my parents out of this war-torn country.
Wow. And, you know, and I mean, planes leave the airport, right? It wasn't life and death, but...
Well, they didn't have fuel to leave the airport.
That's what it was. They had the plane, but the fuel was on another plane, right?
The fuel couldn't get to the airport because of all the protests. And the fuel couldn't, or the supplies could not arrive to the actual airport because of the protests.
Well, this is not going to be a Larry King call.
I told Mike tiene que llamar.
What does that mean? The señor Mike needs to call.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
That we're going to talk to your mom. Let's get her on the phone
now. Write her up.
I really think this is good. What are you playing?
She's an American
citizen.
That's
a Bolivian national anthem?
No, she's an American.
This is about America.
This is about how America is great, and she's back in America.
Well, I'll let you lead.
Hi, Mom.
Mrs. Zabalios, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. It's so nice to have you on the show. You know how wonderful and popular your son is with our listeners, and we love to have you on the show. How are you? Welcome home. I know it was tough for you. Welcome back to America, Mom. Welcome back to America.
Thank you so much. You don't imagine how happy I am.
I bet it was hard. I mean, Oscar was telling us the story of you and Mr. Zabalios trying to get out of Bolivia and how difficult it was. And you must have been very shocked when you got down there in the middle of all that turmoil.
Yes, it was. And then I was surprised for me because, better the trouble is, when we want to come out, we had to sleep 2 days, 2 nights in the airport. One in La Paz, because we cannot make it go down because maybe we don't have the chance to come back again because the rebels, they were around.
The rebels.
Yeah. Wow. A lot of people
like
have
Red Dawn.
A lot of people have bad high school reunions, but this was really a bad one, wasn't it?
Were you able to see any of your classmates while you were down there?
Yes, because I had to travel from La Paz to another city, a small town, you know, another state. And then really I see it, but take me almost 3 weeks to make it because I go, I come down. I go to the airport, Alto.
Mm-hmm.
I had to come back because they don't let you go. The taxista, they don't know how to go. They know all the roads.
The roads are blocked.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The roads are blocked, yes.
So you spent 2 days in airports trying to get back here. You flew from La Paz?
3 days.
Three days.
You went
tonight, La Paz? I sleep in the airport.
You slept in the airport 3 days. You went from La Paz to Colombia?
In Colombia, I sleep one night, too.
In another
night.
Airport.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It's another problem in Colombia.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as your friends and family members down in Bolivia, how are they feeling about the situation down there? What are they going through?
They're going through hell because the problem is we don't have a food, we don't have a meat, we don't have all the food. The food is on the road. They are damaging because they don't let them get in the city.
What about
Everybody
cheese, Mom?
Lost.
Cheese is very important to the team here. What about cheese? Do they have cheese?
We don't have anything.
Oh.
When do they think with the – and because the roads are blocked and the transportation –
The road is blocked from the Alto. From the – it's the only way you go down to the city.
Or it's terrifying.
You take it. And then in the road, the other state, they are blocked too.
Doesn't that really speak to bad infrastructure, Mom, not just the rebels, that there's one way in and one way out?
Yeah, no, but the problem is that the country is done that way. If they don't want you go that way, they block you.
It's so great. Oscar is
trying to do a serious interview with his mother.
He's made Bolivia like the stadium that the Redskins play in. He says, this is so poorly designed. There's only one way in, one way out. No wonder traffic is bad.
They make you pay for parking and everything.
It's a beautiful country. The only thing is the way how the politicians, they are doing this thing, you know, social problem.
It's always that way,
Quick sidebar. Mom, do you remember that Senor Cook, Jack Kent Cook, his wife, Marlena, was Bolivian. Do you remember that? And she was embarrassing to us Bolivians because she was all over the Jaguar in Georgetown.
Yeah, crawling all over the car, being a little naughty girl and all that. I remember that.
But the trouble is a few people so frivolous, you know? Frivolous.
Frivolous culture. Yes.
When you have education, senor, this is not happening. That's my where you become is very important for me, education and health.
Yeah.
You don't need
and
it.
Look at
my
family.
Country right now is very united. Doesn't matter you are indigenous or not indigenous. We had to go together in this problem. We cannot go alone.
Si se puede, Mom. Si se puede.
What is that? What is si se puede?
Yes, we can, Mike. Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
I saw many things. Si se puede. Believe me or not. This is only we need to be love each other in my country.
Mrs. Abayos, do you know I find your son very entertaining?
He's very entertaining, but he's also
unpredictable.
He's also a little brat. He's a little brat. He's being a little brat.
You made me watch all those videos, all those propaganda videos.
I showed them. I take it to my country when they were little. They show the country how. Where is the country? Who are they becoming?
They are the where family? We come from? You're right, Mom.
He ought to remember that.
Are you kidding me? That's why I love this country, Mike. I bleed red, white, and blue.
It's not the answer I'm looking for.
Okay,
it's why you ought to value where you
come from. It's the one he prepared,
from.
Though.
Oh. That's the one he wants. Yeah. That's the one he
yes,
thinks
we
is the
can.
Right answer.
Spanish, yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
I love America. That's the one. I'm talking about your history. She's talking about your roots.
Mike, we went to the Incan temples. I know where we came from.
That's right.
But you're taking this lightly. I'm curious about the future of
Mike,
your homeland.
The floor is yours. I'm sorry.
They will be fine. They will be fine because the young people are very good. They are smart people, the young people. This new generation, the 30 years down, they will be the future for my country because they are very strong. They are very good people.
Good. And you were saying that the indigenous people and the other people of Bolivia need to come together. And
yes.
Need to, right? That's what you were saying?
We need to be together. That's in my where we come from, honey. That this thing, from the when the war was done for my country was formed, we, some way or another, we have something. We had to be together.
Mom.
Love.
Do you mind playing the Star Spangled? Thank you. Mom, isn't it technically... it was your country because now you're a citizen. So this is your country technically now.
It is, but that's in my blow, honey.
That's because we went and we got naturalized.
Your blood, Oscar.
That's right.
Your blood.
Eh. 50-50 at this point.
Mrs. Ceballos, as we look forward to the future, I know that one of the former leaders has set up a shadow government in Mexico. Do you see this as a good idea, a bad idea? Can it be effective?
Bad idea.
Bad idea. Why?
Bad idea. Bad Wi-Fi?
Why?
Yes, why? Okay.
Yeah, Brad! Why? Because Mexico cannot do those things.
Mexico
has to be smarter than he is doing now, this stupid thing with the, my president, giving the asylum, then he can talk anything from there, putting the base high. Fighting and killing. No, Mexico cannot do this.
Mom, what are your thoughts on a woman president? We have a female president in Bolivia.
We have the president
acting
right now.
President.
She is great. She's smart. She has a career. She knows what she's doing. We go to with the law. We don't break in the law.
No. That's a good sign.
By the way, she's the interim president of Bolivia right now.
Yes.
And she has pledged
90 days.
Free election. There's a lot of debate as to whether the elections will be able to be held. Do you believe that the elections are going to be able to be held?
Maybe in 120 days,
okay,
or less. They cannot do it that quickly. No, mm-hmm, they cannot do, yeah, it that fast. Mm-hmm. She's doing, okay, the best. She's doing the great job right now for the country. She doesn't have a choice.
Right.
That is the reason the Constitution is working with her.
Yes, yes.
I'm curious.
We need to give a little more support, the world, o sea, the country, South American country, all that, or around the world, America too. This, they can help you maybe if they cannot do it in 100 days, in 100...
Can I say something?
Please,
that,
please. Can be 6 months, but we need a new election because you cannot go and pass, I want to be president and then steal the election.
Yeah, just Señor Mike needs to talk now. I appreciate your passion, but Señor Mike.
Rob was going to ask a question, but you know what? Reading about World War II and the country of Hungary, which was a small country very similar to Bolivia, where we just didn't pay attention, especially when there was a revolution in Hungary against the Soviet Union, which happened very after World War II. And these small countries in America, they don't get the attention that they deserve. They don't get they don't make the big splash. The big splash are Russia, China, Iraq, Iran. That's what we hear about. We never hear about these guys. So by and large, if we didn't have Oscar on this show, I wouldn't even be aware of what's going on in Bolivia right now. And the American people are not aware of what's going on
in Bolivia.
A media
blackout.
Right? I mean, do you agree, Oscar? I'm serious.
I agree in that we were looking. I say, I'm an American citizen, and this is going on. I don't know. I can't believe America don't say nothing.
It's amazing to me, too, because it's a real, real problem down there. We know about a lot more about Venezuela and countries like that than we do about Bolivia.
But we don't want to come like Venezuela.
No.
This president go through hell with us, with the country. Then we will finish like Venezuela and eating in the trash can.
It's a sad situation there, Mom. Over Thanksgiving, I know that you have Amazon Prime because you're an online shopper. We will we will watch Jack Ryan, Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan season 2, which is about a fallen government in Latin America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's actually been I've been following that.
Yeah.
And it's
similar.
Scary. You were going to say something.
I have a
Rob
question, Mrs. Ceballos. I know you were born in Bolivia and you came to the United States. Did you stay there long enough? Did you ever vote when you lived in Bolivia?
I voted once because the next time I don't want to vote because my vote don't count.
Yes.
So you felt even back then that the elections were rigged or crooked or somehow not on the level?
Yes. No, with this president, with other president, you know. But with this president, is maybe the 3 election or 4 election now where he was going through, it was stalled.
Yeah.
Is that a common feeling down there, that the vote doesn't matter?
Like, this, for me, is that generation when my mom say, we have to go to vote, mom. No, para que why I have to be the step of these people. O sea, la escalera, Oscar.
No
quiero ser la escalera de esos sinvergüenza.
She doesn't want to help build the ladder for those crooks.
I see.
The corrupt politicians often come into power.
But
of all your, let me ask you about your children, Mrs. Ceballos. Of all your children, who do you think would be the most concerned about the home country of Bolivia?
Will be Oscar.
Thank you.
Will be Jose. But the problem
you gotta
is,
pick one of us, Mom. Sophie's choice.
Oscar.
Okay, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Just like we did in rehearsal.
Yes.
I didn't expect this.
No, I didn't either.
He's not protective.
No.
That's Dukes. That's years of Dukes.
What? You know? Years of Dukes? El Dukes? Mom, they brought up El Dukes.
Like I love her. I'm going to treat her with the respect that a mother deserves.
Mommy, I have another question for you. This was also tragic on a personal note. Let's not talk about geopolitical. That you weren't able to bring that extra suitcase full of food because it just wasn't enough to export.
Yes, no. Right? I got it only popcorn.
Popcorn. She only brought the Bolivian popcorn, pasancalla.
Pasancalla.
Yeah.
We bring early. And then to go to pick up those kind of things was adventure to go to those places to look for those two little bags, the pasancalla.
The popcorn.
Of all your children, Mrs. Abayos, which one is most likely to be a bandwagon fan of a winning sports team?
No.
De cualquiera de nosotros los hijos van a encontrar un equipo que está ganando, and then we'll root for them.
No, don't be opportunista.
Opportunista. Opportunista.
Opportunist.
Opportunista.
Opportunista. I am remembering that word. I'm going to save that word.
Opportunista.
I love you, Mrs. Abayos. I'm going to save that word because it's wonderful. Opportunista.
Will you take advantage?
We'll take advantage of a winner.
Well, God bless you for making it back, and you're here. Your family's here. Now it's Thanksgiving at your house. Are you excited about the holiday, having all your children under one roof?
Yes, I am so happy to say, thanks God, I have my family. Thanks God to this three kids and my daughter-in-law. They are really great people.
What about your son-in-law?
Thanks,
my son-in-law, too, because last night they came. Yeah. Right now I'm doing empanada for them before I go out.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Well, I wish you could send some of those down to South Florida because I need to get fatter. I love empanadas.
Is this something that you're willing to talk about with El Señor Larry cuando llama before Christmas?
Yes, I don't have any issues.
Yeah. What about Bill O'Reilly? He's supposed to come on a little before Señor Larry. Do you want to talk to Bill?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know who he's from, right? He used to be on Fox News. Ready?
Yes.
Yeah, you're ready for that. Okay.
Okay. All right. She's not a big fan. Is she not a big fan of Fox News?
Mama, you're not a Fox News lady, are you?
No. No.
Me neither. Me neither, Mrs. Zabalius. You and I simpatico. Are simpatico.
Do you think your mom would like to speak?
You are wonderful.
Do you think
Donaldo Naranja.
Durazno Naranja.
You think she'd like to say
Donald Naranja. Don't worry about him. I'll tell you later.
Donald the Orange, right?
Yeah.
Some citrus fruit.
You're saying.
Yeah, do you think she'd like to speak to the star of HBO's Succession?
I don't think she'd catch a Succession.
Okay,
Robert Cox?
Yeah,
I don't know if that happened.
Brian Cox,
I'm sorry.
Hello, lady.
Okay, mommy, one more thing.
Mommy! Congratulations
before we go.
Making it out of Bolivia.
Okay.
No, not making it out of Bolivia. Bolivia is a great country. Welcome to Bolivia. When I am there, you will know.
Mom, you said you're never going back when you landed. You said that to everybody.
10 years from now.
Well, for the reunion. The 60th.
Mom, what was the best part of the 50th reunion outside of the Civil War?
What was the best part?
Yes.
The what?
The best part of seeing your friends after 50 years.
After 50 years?
Yes.
I was a little emotional. You hear the message I talk about. I write it. I forgot the paper. And then I had to have a copy in my telephone, you know? I had to read. The best part was to see them. We're getting all together. We're getting all together.
But do you have names? Do you remember the names of
some of your classmates? Tus amigos.
Los nombres de mis amigos no los conozco todos.
Yeah, pero ¿cuál nombre te recuerdas?
Juanita.
Charo.
Charo.
Very popular singer.
You were a classmate of Charo's?
No. Coochie
Coochie?
Is the name.
Oh, okay.
Orlando,
okay.
Sí. ¿Cuál después la otra es, mire, que no tengo ahorita en mi cabeza, me olvidó de todo.
Can't remember.
I forgot everything with this.
That's okay.
This problem.
It's okay, Mom. You've been
Johnny,
under a lot of
Billy,
stress.
Bernie, they were all there.
Mrs. Abayos
at the reunion. In my generation, the women, they don't finish the high school. They don't finish the university.
Mm.
Was hard time. More controlled by men.
Mami, el señor Mike tiene que hablar now. Mr. Mike, the floor.
Mrs. Zeballos, at your reunion, did you have a band, a DJ,
yeah, we have
or
a band,
pan flute?
We have an orchestra. We have everything. We dance, you know.
That's wonderful.
We have a great food.
Mami, charango was played, maybe?
No, charango, no.
What about,
I am from the north.
Okay, what about the pan flute? It goes boo, boo, no, boo,
yeah.
Boo.
They have it, but no, it's not that way.
No?
Because in the altiplan is all that instrument.
It's more folklorico.
About.
I want to make sure that you did not hear the pan flute. Could we hear it one more time, Oscar?
Ay, qué linda. Sí, yes.
There it is all these years.
Beautiful.
That's that is
wonderful.
Beautiful.
That's delightful. That's delightful. And there was good. There was good.
We're working, Mom. We're trying to pay the bills.
Right. That's wonderful. And there was good food at the reunion?
Yes, it was good food. Good people. The world in my state is great. With all these issues, you have a beautiful smile. The weather is great in that area because I am in the Amazonia, Bolivia.
Tropics.
Yeah.
Tropics. The Amazon.
Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful. Well, on behalf of all of us at the show, we love you. We are so glad that you're safe.
Si se puede.
Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. You know that I love your son. I love working with him. I love having this partnership with him. He's a wonderful young man, and it's great to have him here. And to all of your wonderful family, enjoy each other and have a great Thanksgiving, Mrs. Zeballos.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to talk to you guys.
Thank
you for the same thing for the Thanksgiving. Thank you. Gracias.
Thank you.
All right, Mom.
Gracias.
I love you.
Gracias. Adios.
Ciao, ciao.
Ciao.
See you later.
You're a monster, Oscar.
Of all your kids, which one likes Jimmy Fallon the most?
There you go.
I thought you had some compelling questions.
No, I thought
that was
great.
I was curious more than you were. Obviously, you got it earlier, and you know. But
if I have the wall of texts for my family of what is going on.
And of what's going on? But ignored, correct me if I'm wrong, ignored by our country. We don't even know about it.
It's not in the news.
My dad actually asked me, because he knows that I'm a news junkie behind the scenes. And he said, how many stories have you seen about Bolivia on CNN, or have you seen on NBC, the nightly news, which is like one of these benchmarks. If it's big enough, it'll
get
there.
That's where you go. That's your go-to.
Yeah. In the past, I would say 2 months, one story. And the one story was about Evo going and seeking asylum in Mexico. That was
it. Wow. I mean, I'd like to know more. Do you have any, and this is a legitimate question to you, no shtick. I'm asking you, where would one find it? I guess just online?
I think you
look
have
up, Google Bolivia and just find out what's going on.
Your Reuters, you got to go to your CNN International, BBC. But it's all, in fairness to the local media, there has been a media blackout from the government up until, let's say, the last week. In Bolivia, where they kicked out all the foreign press, they kicked out anyone that that could have been and would be attached to push information out.
That's why this interview was so important.
You know, you're into a lot of things, but I'm thinking during all this, if it gets escalated, arms dealership.
Yes,
you could probably do that. Opportunista! Opportunista!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
All right, fellow babies, and now it's time to go to our live remote man on the scene at the Pinedale Shopping Mall for the big WKRP turkey giveaway. So take it away, Les Nessman.
This is Les Nessman, your man on the scene here at the Pinedale Shopping Center, where the excitement is mounting.
I'm here with hundreds of people who have gathered to witness what has been described as perhaps the greatest turkey event in Thanksgiving Day history. All we know for sure is that in a very few moments, there are going to be a lot of happy people out here. Now, the crowd is... The crowd is curious, but well-behaved. And I think I hear something now. The crowd is moving out into the parking area. And, oh yes, I can see it now. It's a helicopter.
And it's coming this way.
A helicopter.
It's flying something behind it. I can't quite make it out. It's a large banner, and it says, Happy Thanksgiving. From W. Ladies and gentlemen, what a sight. The copter seems to be circling the parking area now. I guess it's looking for a place to land. No, something just came out of the back of the helicopter. It's a dark object. Perhaps a skydiver plummeting to the earth from only 2,000 feet in the air. Second, third. There's no parachutes yet.
I can't tell just yet what they are, but... Oh, my God, they're turkeys! Oh, Johnny, can you get this? Oh, they're crashing to the earth right in front of my eyes! One just went through the windshield of a parked car! This is terrible!
The car is running around pushing each other? Oh, my goodness! Oh, the humanity! People are running about. The turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement. I don't know how much longer the crowd is running for their lives. I think I'm going to step inside. I can't stay out here and watch this any longer. No, I can't go in there.
Children are searching for their mothers, and oh, not since the Hindenburg tragedy has there been anything like this. I don't know how much longer I can hold my position here, Johnny. The crowd...
Les, are you there? Les isn't there. Thanks for that on-the-spot report, Les. You just tuned in. The Pinedale Shopping Mall has just been bombed with live turkeys. Film at 11.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, TMO as to our friends. Wishing you a very happy holiday week. I hope you're together with your family on the very big day on Thursday. And we are glad to have you with us all the way from Toms River, New Jersey, to Lake Stevens, Washington, Woodstock, Virginia, Winterset, Iowa, Amsterdam, Netherlands, and Lahaina, Hawaii. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Cornerstone. We love Cornerstone. Yes. I am actually personally dealing with the good people, my main contact, Joanna, and the good folks over at Cornerstone helping me out. Right now, the economic indicators are saying, for the first time since World War II, we have mortgage rates below 4%, while at the same time, the unemployment rate is also below 4%. That is a golden period. And we expect sub 4% mortgage rates and sub 4% unemployment rates through the end of 2020. You don't want to be left out of this golden period. Rates are at record lows. And with Cornerstone's offer to meet or beat any competitor, this golden period is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to eliminate your PMI, pay off credit cards, student or car loans, or do home improvements. And I have taken advantage of this because I really do believe this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Call my friend Mark Livingstone. He's at Cornerstone First Financial. Joe Rogers is a pretty good guy,
Joe.
Too. How you doing? I'm Joe Rogers.
Joe Rogers.
How are you? 202-625-1221. That's based on one phone call. Or check the web at cornerstonefirst.com. Happy Thanksgiving from Cornerstone First Financial. And hi, Joanna. Love you. Doing a great job. Thank you. Personal attention from application to closing. And
Isn't it nice to have someone that has your back? And I kid you not, because I went through the same process Mike is going through now. And they hold your hand through the process.
Yeah, they do. They do. And, you know, I'm somebody that gets very, very skittish when I'm in the world of, loans and this stuff. And it's nice to have people that are in the know that can work you through that. And I'm very, very grateful that I have Cornerstone in my life. And you will be, too, if you give them a call. All right, let's bring Maddie in. Let's bring in the commissioner. Woo! We just have a shopping list of stuff we have to get done today. We have to do our picks early because of the Thanksgiving holiday, and we have to get our picks. And I am on the back end of this situation, and
yes.
I desperately need to turn things around, and it has to happen soon.
Mads
and
is on
not sure how to approach
the precipice of leaving for Buffalo, New York, jumping in a car here this afternoon and heading home to her family.
Maddie, you're going to go up and see the fam and have Turkey Day up in Buffalo, New York.
Yes, I'm so excited. It's my favorite day of the year. Can't wait.
Now, do you do turkey or lasagna?
We do turkey.
Okay, just turkey.
The weather map that I'm looking at for the East Coast is okay, and my daughter has just landed, believe it or not.
You've got confirmation?
You know what? These apps suck butt. Okay?
Oh, wow.
Really? I'm sorry. No, if you say 8:31 a.m. is the time and it's early,
is that a
how about telling us that the plane has landed?
Is that a one-star rating?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to find out. Hold on.
Air tracker, one star, sucks butt.
All right, let me call.
Sucks butt.
I'm sorry, Maddie, will you excuse me for just a second?
Matt, of course. Is your beau going with you or is he going home?
No, he's already home, actually.
Is he home to Buffalo as well?
No, he's in L.A.
Oh. Of course, he's in Los Angeles.
Sweetie,
I forgot.
Has she landed?
I don't know. See, I didn't hear from her.
Turkey has not landed.
All right, let me check my. Let me just check my.
Ask her about her crick in her neck, Mike.
She's feeling better.
Yeah, I hope she's feeling.
No,
better.
I don't have any text yet. She's supposed to be there. Are you staying out of the airport? You're not going in, right?
No. I'm at the. What?
What? I didn't say anything.
Oh, she didn't see. Shh, abort.
How's your neck?
Abort.
How's your neck?
Get out of it.
It's better than yesterday.
Aww. Okay, good.
Is the airport crowded?
Yeah. Rob wants to know if the airport's crowded.
Everybody's in a really good mood.
Oh, yes, because it's
great.
The holidays.
Oh, family.
It's sunny. And
I have to tell you, this old man came up to me while we were getting a Slurpee for Michael, and he goes, ask him if he knows what that is. And it was a telephone on the wall, you know, a payphone.
Yeah.
did you do it? Did you ask him?
Uh-huh. Yeah, he had no idea.
That's crazy.
Wow.
That's funny. Crazy. All right. I hope you ran away from that old man after that.
I thought he was going to point at his dungaroos.
A lot of other things pointing. Will you text me when you know that Catherine's okay?
Yep, I will.
All right, love you.
I love you, too.
Bye-bye.
Love ya.
Right,
someone on Facebook I saw wrote this week, they felt incredibly old because someone said, their kid said to them, why do you say hang up a phone?
It's true. Yeah. It's weird the way time does fly. But Maddie, I'm glad you're going to be with the fam.
Bam.
I'm glad my daughter's coming down here, and we're going to have a nice Thanksgiving. I'm going out this afternoon, as a matter of fact, after my dental appointment. I am going out like with Novocaine to do my Thanksgiving shopping.
Do you have any breadcrumbs?
Hey, is this a fresh turkey or a frozen turkey? Maddie, my record sucks, right, currently?
What do we got?
Well, for the week, Mike, you had 5-9.
A lot of risks taken last week, Mike. A lot of risk.
I know.
Oscar, you had 9-5.
Ooh. That's good.
And Rob finished with 11-3.
And that's very, very good.
Where are you two guys? Because I'm out of it. Well, the competition's between
Rob
you two.
And Oscar are tied once again.
Oh, no!
This is not okay!
111.
Neck and neck!
111 and 61. And Mike, you're at 93-79.
I have to have a miracle. I'm never going to have a miracle week. Rob picks the favorites, and I pick the favorites. And then when I started not picking the favorites, I get 5-9.
Here we go.
I mean,
Thanksgiving
that's
miracle.
All.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
And Mike, we're also joined by...
Oh.
From the out west, they'd say.
The Diamond Man.
From Pahrump, Nevada, Nicholas Diamond is on the line.
Yes. Hello, gentlemen. Happy Taco Tuesday.
Fantastic. Nikki. Great to have you on the show. I know Thanksgiving is one of your favorite holidays. You always seem to do something unusual. I'm wondering if maybe this is the year you have a little better Thanksgiving than some of the ones you've described in the past. Any big plans for the holiday, Nick?
Huge plans. I got a coupon right here, $10.99 at the Back Porch Cafe. Turkey, mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing, cranberries, and a vegetable. Wow!
There you go. Light him up. All right, Maddie, we're ready to pick the games, and then Nikki will give us his picks for the weekend. That's called teeing it up, and somebody hit it out of the park.
I wonder what vegetable he'll get.
Yes, sir. What's that?
I wonder what vegetable he'll get.
Probably mixed carrots and peas.
Next week. That's called a tease, ladies and gentlemen.
We'll have to wait to find out. All right, Maddie, lay him on
us. Okay. On Thanksgiving, we start with Bears at Lions. 3, 2, 1.
Bears.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Bills at Cowboys. 3-2-1.
Cowboys.
Saints at Falcons. 3-2-1.
Saints.
Titans at Colts. 3-2-1.
Colts.
Not Titans.
Jets.
Titans.
Titans. Jets at Bengals. 3-2-1.
Jets.
Bengals.
Bengals.
Redskins at Panthers. 3-2-1.
Panthers.
The winning streak is over.
Hold on.
Go Skins. Okay. You got to play that a little louder. Come on.
Yeah,
turn
a little
louder. Come on.
Loud.
Come on. Run the board.
Skins.
Thank you very much.
49ers at Ravens. 3-2-1.
Ravens.
49ers.
Buccaneers at Jaguars. 3-2-1.
Jaguars.
Browns at Steelers. 3-2-1.
Steelers.
Packers at Giants. 3-2-1.
Packers.
Eagles at Dolphins. 3-2-1.
Eagles.
Dolphins.
Oh.
Rams at Cardinals. 3-2-1.
Rams.
Cardinals.
Chargers.
Titans.
Chargers at Broncos. 3-2-1.
Chargers.
Broncos.
Oh.
Raiders at Chiefs. 3-2-1.
Chiefs.
Patriots at Texans. 3-2-1.
Patriots.
And Vikings at Seahawks. 3-2-1.
Seahawks.
Oh, we all went with the underdog.
Let me tell you.
We all went with everything.
No. There was some disparity there.
There was some disparity.
Last week, what did Rob pick last week that got him over the top?
He had a few.
I had the Thursday. I was the only one who got the Thursday night game
and then a couple on
which
Sunday.
Which was?
I don't remember.
Okay.
It was the Colts and the Texans, I believe, he picked the Texans.
Good man.
But you picked the Redskins.
I did pick the Redskins. Yeah. I was like, no one else picked the Redskins. I was like, this is great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. You're great. Stuck at home, our Bermuda boy.
You are. All right, Nikki. Well, we laid out our picks for you. Now it's all you, my friend, on Thanksgiving week. Here's Nicholas Diamond, my friends.
First of all, Bermuda boy, I hope you're feeling better after your unfortunate accident.
Thank you, sir.
In Las Vegas.
Working on it.
If you're willing, if you want to sue, I have a lawyer, Paul Powell. We can take the whole city down. There was the taxi cab company. That freaking Fremont Street. We'll take them all. Let's get that money, Bermuda boy.
All right, calm down.
Not about that.
Calm down.
Misplaced.
He's got 10%. He wants 10%
of course.
Of it. He does. Yeah. He really
My
does.
God.
Let's go Thanksgiving game slate. 3 big games on Thanksgiving. They used to have 2, and now you know what? There's no reason to not eat and just sit for 15 straight hours. Go America. Anyway. First of all, no more green bean casserole. And nobody likes that, okay? And the sweet potatoes with the marshmallows, stop it. Marshmallows are for graham crackers and chocolate. That's it. Stop forcing them at other things, okay?
I'm with you.
Right,
I'm with you, Nikki. I love this.
And cranberries should be sauced out of the can. We're going to slave all day and cook and then eat something out of a can. What are we, peasants?
This is great. This is better than football. I love this. This
football,
is awesome.
I gave up on that years ago.
Oh, dear.
Right now. Okay, well, go Thanksgiving. I say the carry. Your sleeper. You snooze you in. Cole Beasley returns to Dallas, the former Cowboy, now a Buffalo Bill. He will have a great game, 100 yards and a touchdown. And speaking of the Bills, they're going to go full Cerrito on those Cowboys. It's a Merle. It's a sure thing. Buffalo going into Big D and taking them, baby.
Wow.
And your double diamond pick of the week, early game and the late game, Allen Robinson for the Bears and Julio Jones for the Falcons. Two wide receivers will light them up like a turkey, baby.
Wow. Thank you, Nikki. God bless Nikki Diamond. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Enjoy the vegetable special. Thank you very much, Nikki. We appreciate that. There he goes. We have to break, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, it is your mail for the holiday
mailbag.
Week. We've got the mailbag. And then I will, No, we've got Nostalgia Corner after that.
Yes.
Yes. We're jammed.
This is a jammed show. You know,
and then we're going to call back and check on Oscar's mom again. Make sure everything's
okay. Yes,
we will.
Absolutely. Just so we have everything that we were supposed to do. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Meara Show. All right. We're going to play a game. I need to know why you don't subscribe to the bonus show. Too expensive? Wrong. It only costs pennies a day. Less than your daily latte. Four on the floor. It's like the regular show? Wrong. It's 60 uninterrupted minutes without commercials and without censorship. So you'll hear words like shit, fuck, sucker, fat, and used as a verb.
As a verb.
Four on the floor, and you'll stay on the floor, my little piggy, until you go to MikeOMeraShow.com and subscribe to the TMOS bonus show. Support the boys, and oink, little piggies. Grunt for me. Oink, 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 piggies. Now f*** off and call my helicopter. There we go. Thank you, Brian Cox from Secession, coming next year. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. When I talk about Stamps.com, I always wonder who in the world still goes to the post office and why? Why? Mm-hmm. Stamps.com brings the post office right to you. Anything you can do at the post office, you can do at Stamps.com. And with the holiday rush approaching, Stamps.com lets you steer clear of the holiday hassle.
Hate that. The hassle.
Simply use your computer. Rob was in the other room when he said that.
Being hassled over there.
Simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send it. Then hand it to your mail carrier or drop it in a mailbox. It's that simple. With Stamps.com, you get 5 cents off every first-class stamp and up to 40% off priority mail. It's no wonder over 700,000 small businesses already use Stamps.com just like us. Don't spend a minute of your holiday season at the post office. Sign up for Stamps.com instead. There's no risk, and with the promo code TMOS, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, free postage and digital scale, no long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com. Enter TMOS. Remember that part, please.
Yes, please.
Enter the TMOS. Great for the holidays, too. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. And now, ladies and gentlemen, because you wrote us, and we want to read it for you, because you sent them in to us, it's the mailbag. Not about
it's
us,
all about
yeah.
Go Skins!
Go Skins!
Yeah. Wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Hey, Jackass, do we have any gifts today?
Amazingly, we do. Would you like yours first, or may I have mine first?
You can have yours first.
All right. Mine came with a card.
Okay, very exciting. Hard.
And it says on the cover, it says, I can't even.
Oh.
And I open it and it says, thank you enough. I can't even thank you enough. You're amazing. Dear Rob and the gang. It says, I can't even.
Can't even.
Thank you enough.
Oh,
you're amazing.
Wonderful.
Dear
that's
Rob and the gang, thanks for a wonderful weekend of shows in Las Vegas. And I know we all spoke to her. Shannon LaDodge had just
a great time
out in Las Vegas.
So sweet.
And she sent me a classic. A Hot Wheels Yellow Submarine for my Beatles show. Because I need more things. But
that's
this is
wonderful.
I don't have this and I love it.
Shannon
LaDodge,
very nice lady. I love her sister too, Shannon LaChrysler.
Tell him Groucho sent you.
Thank you.
And for you, Mike, I think you're going to like this.
All right.
I'm going to read the letter before I present it to you. It says, hi, guys. My son and I started collecting CEC, which I later found out to be Chuck E. Cheese, CEC points years ago. I think he was saving for an iPod Shuffle or something. Here's the college. He's in college now. I really hope these will help. For have fun, little Michael, from Chris Rowett Peter.
Are you?
Catonsville,
do you need a new prescription on your glasses?
No,
the handwriting
ain't great. I apologize.
Oh, okay, all right.
It's handwritten.
Yeah, he's in college now. I really hope to share these with you. Have fun, little Michael, Chris Rowett Peter of Catonsville, Maryland. It's a bag of tokens and tickets,
satchels
for Chuck E. Cheese,
satchels worth,
and it's huge.
That's
like a bank vault.
Magnificent.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let me get that.
So I've got a good pile of stuff that I'll be mailing out to you this weekend.
This is heavy.
There's coins. Jingle the coins. Jingle the
coins. Wow. And they work?
Yes.
Of course.
They work.
Wow. That's so exciting. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Michael,
I think it's a lady. It's a lady.
What about
it's a lady.
What about
thank
me?
You, lady.
Nothing for you. You had the joy of talking to your mother.
First letter says, hi, Rob. My 16-year-old son is getting into vinyl, and my wife and I would like to surprise him with a record player for Christmas. I remember you and Mike discussing them on the show. I believe you mentioned a Techniques model. May I ask for your recommendation of a decent entry-level player for my son, please? Thank you. Jeff Tuttle. Answer. Do you want me to give the answer?
I just want to say, don't go and buy the Techniques 1200 because it's been out of production for years and they cost about $4,000 now. Probably not a great entry-level model, but yeah. Audio-Technica makes a great knockoff. Mm. That is the ATLP-120BK, and it's available through Walmart at the Mike O'Mara Show website. And also get up a pair of powered speakers. You don't need a receiver, just a nice pair of powered speakers. He'll be set. And this turntable...
It'll teach him how to use a turntable.
And it's a great
available
one.
Through Walmart at TMOS.com and powered speakers.
And if you ever, you step up to better speakers and a better amp, this is a good turntable for it. It's a good one.
Next letter says, hi, guys. I'm listening to the show from August 7th, 2019. Well, that's timely. At the 40:15 mark of the show... Oscar said he had a dream that he won big money on the slots when you went to Vegas. Pretty cool, huh? That said, could you ask him to dream about a BJ for me? Ew. Not from him, but he can choose the girl. He has good taste. Happy turkey feasting. Pat Lehman.
Because Oscar had the Shining. He dreamt about the big hit. And he got
I get the whole story.
I'm going to sidebar that note. Maybe that shouldn't have made it past
that's
the censors.
He's not fazed by
Mike,
it. Yeah.
Someone won big the weekend we were there. Someone hit the Wheel of Fortune jackpot while
like
we were
there. The Mega
Progressive.
Millions?
The Progressive.
Really?
Really?
If that was the machine I was on that I left... And I'm still searching on the interweb which casino that was at. I am going to blow my brains out.
You know what? Your odds are minuscule that that was the case. Even in Vegas, they're all... that's one of those jackpots that are all tied together, I think.
Yeah. You only win if you play Buffalo.
All I found was that the winner decided...
I do too.
...wanted to be to stay anonymous. And I didn't know you could do that in Vegas if you won a jackpot.
Oh, I would. Absolutely.
Don't tell anyone who I am!
I won Friday night. If I won Friday night, dude walked me in, Mike O'Mara.
Crickets.
Like, where is he?
Won $2 million+ in the Progressive.
Oh!
Wow.
Crazy, right?
Dear Matty, Pony, Oscar, Rob, and the Menace. People like that. It's true. I don't know where I gave myself that name. I thought you would like to know some info about the Freedom Beat Bar in Vegas. That's the place at the downtown.
Ooh.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Friday night after the first TMOS live show, bartender Eric said the TMOS crowd was in third place for all-time tips on the late shift since he arrived there 3 years ago. The two in front of us, in second place, Cinco de Mayo. In first place, the night three strippers were on the bar. The strippers tipped $250 themselves. Way to go, TMOS crew.
I love it.
That's awesome.
But guess who is now the number one... Who is now the number one tipping night, or what is now the number one
what
tipping
is
night?
It?
That's right. TMOS Live, Saturday night, 2019.
Wow.
Well done, TMOS Nation. And wherever the TMOS convention lands in 2020, can we get a 24-hour bar? Please, party on. Dirk Vastrick, Spokane, Washington.
Good man.
Wow.
Good man.
Dirk's like a big ringleader for that group, too. That's awesome.
I think that was actually where he had a hotel room. They gave him a key to the bar.
Yeah. Well, we're working on it. Oscar and I are working on
it.
And
yes.
We have no timetable just yet, but we will make the announcement when we hone it down.
Early
in the new year. Very exciting. Hi, guys and gals. Tim from Laurel. I am pleased to report that I am still married, thanks to FabFitFun. The latest box just got here, and my wife was happy again. Again, she was tearing into the box even before she made it from the front door to the living room. I love you. Aloha. Tim, that's great.
I love the structure of that letter.
Look, I'm telling the truth here. I know they advertise on us, but I have to say, the FabFitFun, Carla will say the other day, I'm like, what is this? And I'm looking at a product that's in the shower, and she's like, FabFitFun!
Yeah.
All right. Hi, Mike.
Can I just say, Shannon had a little speaker. That looks like a little mushroom.
Oh, it's the shower speaker, right?
Yeah, I didn't know what it was.
Oh, that's where Carla got it.
And I said, what is this? This is awesome. And she said, the FabFitFun box. And I said,
you jackass.
Carla's using hers. In the bathroom, Carla's using hers.
And then, we haven't even talked about this, by the way. This is
well,
all
I also, so I walk in the other day and say, hey, by the way, sorry about this. I have to say, hey, Google, turn it off because Carla had something on.
Yeah.
And Carla comes in the bathroom and goes, it's my FabFitFun speaker. You don't know how to turn it off. Hi, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, Maddie, and interns. This Thursday, my son, Chase Novak, turned 17. He was born on Thanksgiving 2002, thus forever marking it as my favorite holiday. Well, who can blame you?
Yeah.
He's a great kid who shows kindness to everyone he meets. That's good, too. Rob, he is active in theater, and Oscar, he loves tech.
Aww.
Mike, he's a huge fan of your impressions. In the past, he's gotten Richard Parker and Salad Fingers to wish him a happy birthday. You know, if he likes those two, I like him. Uh-huh. I love the obscure ones. Please wish him a happy birthday in whatever way you see fit. I love seeing all of you in Vegas and spending time with old friends and new. I can't wait for my fruitcake and cat 2020. Happy Thanksgiving. Love and kisses always, Stephanie Larson. Let me say Richard Parker. I hope that he is, has a wonderful Chase Novak, 17 years old. And
hello. Hello, Chase. Hope you have a fantastic day.
Sorry I didn't have the music. We got to hustle. guys, I'm attempting my first ever turkey this Thanksgiving. Like a complete moron, I told my girlfriend, I'll handle the bird.
Oh, dear.
This is an issue you see as the only cooking I do is on the barbecue. I am in need of your expert help so I do not screw this up. For years, I have listened to your food expertise, except for Oscar on the show, and I can think of no one better to help navigate me through this poultry potluck predicament. That poultry potluck predicament.
Love it,
Paul. Anyway, then Mike and Rob. No pressure, but my relationship and future is in your hands. Yours in Christ, Patrick Erickson. Let me see. Doing the bird. Get one with a pop-up timer in it. Get one with a pop-up.
It really can't be easier. Just make sure you put it in a preheated oven of 325. Make sure it's thawed all the way. Put some salt in the cavity.
Some people buy a fresh bird.
And make sure you look for the cast iron uni.
That's right.
And don't get, if you haven't gotten your bird, you get a fresh one.
Got to get a fresh one.
Thaw it out, right? That's the way. I'll be buying a fresh one today.
A fresh
boy. It'd be too late if I bought a frozen one.
Yeah,
right?
Unless it was tiny.
The term I used to hate in my hometown, my mom used to call it Gray Ledge. That was the farm in my hometown.
Ew.
And it was called Fresh Killed.
That's nice.
Fresh Killed. Yeah. That's weird. I don't know why I made that sound.
It's more of a chicken.
Fresh killed. Any other? You're the turkey guy. You're going to make the bird in your house.
Make sure you
How
salt.
How big a bird?
I bought 20 pounds yesterday.
Ooh.
And also, I couldn't do it. The organics were $3 a pound. I can't spend $60 on a turkey. So I just went with Butterball at 89 cents.
You only have four people, though.
No, we'll have eight.
Eight. Okay, good.
And also soup.
Soup?
How to make turkey soup. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, soup. My advice? Cinnamon. Lots of cinnamon.
Lots of cinnamon. Oh, it's so good.
No, kidding. Hello, Mike, Rob. Hello, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and Maddie. I could use some advice from Maddie. Today, I enjoyed a slice of pizza topped with Gouda, mushrooms, and caramelized onions on it. While I was eating it, I couldn't help but think that these toppings would be great on a burger. My question to Maddie is it socially acceptable to put Gouda on a burger, or would I be committing a cheese faux pas? Being from the backwoods of Maine, I don't get out to fancy eating places very often. So please. Oh, and there's a new one for Perkins down here with that dink.
Oh, that ass.
That didn't come on our show.
I hate him.
It's like, how do you like your steak? Not all fancy.
Oh.
Do me. Anyway, so please forgive me if this is a stupid question. All the best. Eric Cook. Maddie, is it okay to put Gouda and mushrooms on his burger?
It's okay to put Gouda on anything your heart desires.
Ah. There you go. Fantastic.
Good melting cheese.
The next letter says, hey, guys, you mentioned on a recent show that Rob enjoyed seeing the Clydesdales at Busch Gardens, to which Mike asked you whether or not Rob ever looked at them down low. Well, I'm a resident of Williamsburg and a season pass holder for Busch Gardens. In my opinion, they are they are growers, not showers. As I've been told, they do this when they have to pee.
Why?
In my experience, they often have to pee when they bring them out in front of the stables to pose for pictures with children. In fact, they recently installed a barrier between the kids and the horses that goes up just high enough to block out any unwanted horse.
No clue if it has any impact on picture sales. Jason Kirkpatrick. P.S. Ghost Skins. Great last letter. That'll sit with my listeners. The funniest people in the whole world. Oh, God, that's funny. We will take a break when
we're
going to
need
back.
A barrier.
My God, when we come back, finally, yes. We get to Rob Spiewak's
yes.
Nostalgia Corner right here on The Mike O'Mara Show.
Alexa, who are the interns on The Mike O'Mara Show?
I don't understand what you mean by interns.
You know, the people behind the scenes.
I don't know what you mean.
Come on, the ones who write all the promos, the people who do all the real work.
Did you mean to search for Matt Ponyboy Bloom?
What? No, he's not an intern.
Now searching for Ponyboy Bloom on The Mike O'Mara Show.
Alexa, cancel. Search people who work hard on TMOS.
Now searching for Maddie Masiello.
No!
Remember, I can play The Mike O'Mara Show for you, today and every day. All you need to do is ask Alexa.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Joybird. It's time to create furniture that matches your own fearless style.
Yes.
With Joybird's endless options to customize, the days of settling for something that isn't quite you are over. It doesn't matter if you crave muted beige or hot pink. If you can dream it, Joybird can build it. Joybird offers a range of kid and pet-friendly upholstery options so that your creations can stand the test of time and the wrath of your furry friends and your tadlies. Plus, free fabric swatch kits are available to let you see and touch all the fabrics. And our free personal design consultants will help you go from inspiration to creation. Quality handcrafted furniture and a 365-day home trial. Skip the furniture store and bring the showroom home. Sit on it, sleep on it, break it in. If you don't love your Joybird, return it. Create furniture that matches your own fearless style at joybird.com/TMOS. See how Joybird can help make your dream space a reality today at joybird.com/TMOS. Go to joybird.com/TMOS and receive an exclusive offer for 25% off your first order by using the code TMOS. And I'm going to go on now with Nostalgia Corner,
right?
Without the knowledge that, because no one's communicating with me, what's going on.
What's wrong?
Oh, you mean about the flight?
Yeah, I'd just like to know what's like, what
on the show?
Deal is.
I thought we were killing.
But go
I
ahead.
Thought we're doing okay.
Yeah, Rob, ladies and gentlemen, I give you Rob Spiewak. Take
Mike,
it away, Rob.
All it takes is a little confidence.
Yes.
In 1969, Robert Redford and Paul Newman paired up and starred in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Oh, yeah, Bolivia!
It was a huge hit.
Yeah.
Big, big hit. Thanks to their amazing chemistry, Hollywood began immediately to search for a vehicle to reunite them on screen. Mm. They had such a good, you know...
Good chemistry.
Good chemistry, nice pairing. The unlikely source is a book that came out in 1940. It was called The Big Con.
Ooh.
It was a hit novel in 1940, right before World War II.
Not James Con.
No, no, C-O-N.
Okay.
And this introduced America to the idea of... people that were crooked and would cheat people. Mm. And it introduces the words like payoff, shill.
Snake oil sales.
The rag, the convincer. And also, it introduced us to a word called the sting. Now, the sting, according to the parlance of the underworld con world, is the moment that you part a mark from his money. And the movie, The Sting.
It's also used in now, in most recent times, as an operation by law enforcement.
Exactly. But this
trap somebody.
It was originally, it was the moment that you could get the money away from the guy.
An STD.
No.
No.
That's stung.
I stung.
Bastards. The Sting came out in 1973. The tagline on the movie was, "All it takes is a little confidence." And it was a big, big hit. Somehow, it just hasn't seemed to have the attention anymore. So I want to call attention to it. It's one of my favorite movies of all time.
I've never seen it.
Probably in my top 10, maybe top 5 of all time. Starting with the cast. I mean, you have Paul Newman, Robert Redford, Robert Shaw before he made Jaws, Charles Durning, Ray Walston, Eileen Brennan, Harold Gould, Dana Elkar, and James Earl Jones's dad, Robert Earl Jones, is in the movie.
Wow.
And the plot is to set everything in motion. A small town grifter in Joliet, Illinois, outside of Chicago, hits a guy up for some money,
mm-hmm.
doesn't realize the money belongs to a big mob boss in Chicago,
mm.
and spends the rest of the movie trying to seek revenge because the mob boss kills his partner. And it's a great, there's a million plot twists, and there's so much fun getting lost in the plot.
Are you rooting for the grifters or
you
the
definitely,
mob?
Well, the small-town grifter is Robert Redford, so
okay.
you absolutely root for
okay.
him. But it is, the plot is... almost inconsequential because there's so much going on, you almost can't follow it.
Mm.
It is so much fun. It's set in September 1936. What they did that was so clever, and this is weird to put in perspective. When it came out in 1973, it was 37 years. It was evoking a time 37 years ago. That they were going back 37 years.
To the period piece.
To a period piece, right? Okay. But now it's been 46 years since the movie came out.
Yes.
So it's even more evocative of the 1930s when you watch it. How did they communicate the fact that it was set in that time without going over the top?
What was this bootlegging days?
This was
based in during that time, or was it more gangsters is, and Al Capone?
I believe this
gambling.
This is after the Prohibition.
Okay.
But Al Capone probably still in full effect.
Okay.
They did it with really a beautiful production design. They didn't go black and white, but they did use muted colors, kind of like if you would see on like Saturday Evening Post covers. And so it sort of implied the old stuff. They used old cinematic techniques. Like, have you ever seen in a movie when instead of a cut, it sort of looks like a page is turning?
Oh, yeah.
That's called a wipe. Oh. And that was never used by the time that this movie came out, but they started using that technique again to give the notion of a 1930s movie. Also, because movies were so low budget in the 30s, these detective films and stuff, they didn't use a lot of extras because it was just wasted money. So you'll note in The Sting, not a lot of extras. Whenever times like you see like James Cagney or Edward G. Robinson get shot in a gangster picture, they're always by themselves. That's not because they were trying to make any sort of comment. It's because they didn't want to pay for extras.
They didn't have big budgets.
So no extras. And also at the front of it, one of the neatest things before the movie even starts, the Universal logo, they use the Universal logo from the 1930s.
That's cool.
And so, I mean, it's all
sort of
implied.
I like those little nuances. I know that I usually dog on this segment, but I love the nuances when you see an old school open to an actual theater.
Right
house.
Away, you will feel like
studio.
It's like a 1930s
movie. I like
movie.
The one where the plane's supposed to land at 8:30 and you check from your wife who's picking your daughter up and she's still in the cell phone waiting area.
Of course.
That's what I like. That's the part I really f***ing like.
It's a stressful time. It's the holidays.
We and we're understand. All miserable.
Right. Speaking of cars, if I'm not mistaken, in Cannonball?
Yes, Cannonball Run.
Is the 20th Century Fox, is that the one where they have the car run up?
Yeah, come out off around the
as a kid, I'm like, that's different! That is different!
Very creative. I love it.
How long have you... So The Sting is one of your all-time favorites.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And not the artist, the movie.
And what else is cool is they had a hard time...
Roxanne!
That's L Sting.
To give the look of 1930s Chicago had changed so much, they used a great use of location shot, but there's a guy named Albert Whitlock. He's the king of what is known as the matte painting. And what he would do is they'd get a shot of Chicago and then paint out what shouldn't be there and add in what should be there. And you can't tell. It looks like 1930s Chicago. So cool. What you're hearing is the music from The Sting. Marvin Hamlisch single-handedly caused a resurgence in ragtime music in the 70s. Even though this music is from like 1900, it was very evocative of the era. And the music I started with, The Entertainer, actually was a top 10 hit based on the music from the movie. Now, there's some great scenes in the movie. Just every time you turn, there's a star. The Sting is actually planned in a whorehouse above a merry-go-round, which is a really great set. And the madam of the whorehouse is Eileen Brennan. This is a scene with her and Charles Durning. Charles Durning, one of the great character actors of all time.
Which way are the rooms?
Who told you this guy was in here?
Nobody. I just know what kind of woman he likes. I'm going to check all the joy houses till I find him.
Well, maybe I could help you if you tell me his name.
I doubt it. Which way are the rooms?
Right through there. But I wouldn't go in there if I were you.
What are you going to do, call the cops?
I don't have to. You'd be busting in on the chief of police just up the hall.
So Robert Shaw is the big-time gangster that they're up against. There is the best card game sequence ever. Won't spoil it for you. But I will not tell you the ending, because the ending is a mind blower. Wonderful. If you don't understand it the first time, don't worry. It's just a lot of fun to get there. But here's the setup to the ending. Robert Shaw plays Doyle Lonigan, and he's actually limping in the movie, which they wrote into the script, because he broke his ankle playing handball right before they shot. So they wrote into the character that he had a limp, and that was sort of his thing.
Black Sod, $500,000 to win.
Happy hostess.
Lucky Dan.
He's placing a horse
bet.
At
Riverside.
Hold on, sir.
Oh, there's a jockey.
Get the manager.
What's your problem? I'm putting $500,000 on Lucky Dan to win third race at Riverside.
Can't lay that off in time. Bet like that could break us.
Not only are you a cheat, you're a gutless cheat as well.
What are the odds? 4-1. Take all of it.
He was so loved by the producers of The Sting, that the guys that...
Who was? Which guy?
Robert Shaw was so loved.
Robert Shaw, right.
That the producers of The Sting, who would go on to produce Jaws, brought him in to play Captain Quint based on
right.
the strength
and there's
of his
a story behind that one, too, where
oh, absolutely.
He wasn't originally the guy for that. So.
So that is the setup to the climax. You got to see it to believe it. Adjusted for inflation, this is the 19th highest grossing film of all time.
Wow.
And also, the first time it aired on television, this will blow your mind, it aired on network television, it got a 61 share.
Wow.
That means that of all televisions in use, 61% of them were watching
this. Worth going back to watch, Rob.
100%.
I'll check it out over the holiday
it won
break.
Seven Academy Awards.
That is a movie that I remember from when I was a youngster, and I think I should, as an adult, I should go back and review it.
Highly, highly recommended, and it's fantastic. Star power, storytelling, surprises, sheer beauty. Watch The Sting. You will be glad you
awesome.
Did.
That was a good one, and that's one I can jump on board with and say, check that movie out. Really, really. How many Academy Awards did it win?
Seven, and also I'd be remiss if I didn't say it. Big Daddy's favorite movie of all time. Love you,
awesome.
Big Daddy.
Mike, how's The Pickup, the movie you're watching right now?
The movie, it's like, you know, when the plane landed at 8:25, probably not a great idea to just sit at the cell phone area. But that's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we rely on, young people rely on their technology more than anything else. Sometimes it doesn't work.
You're a gutless cheat as well.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all about, you know, doing it the old fashioned way. Get out of the car and walk.
Sure. Why not?
Okay. We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hey, Oscar, are you ready to go to CrossFit with me?
I will
hey,
be in a sec, but right now I'm updating my Mike O'Meara Show app.
Mike O'Meara Show app? What is it?
You have a mobile
phone, right?
Sure.
Is it a smartphone?
You bet.
Is it an Android or iOS?
I don't know.
Well, it's easy. Is it an Apple logo or a little green robot?
I always thought it was an orange, but I guess it's an Apple.
Okay, so you have iOS.
Okay.
All you have to do is go to the App Store and type in TMOS and hit search.
But is it really worth my time?
Absolutely. It's the easiest way to listen to the Mike O'Meara Show on your phone.
Oh, that Mike O'Meara Show app. It's new and everyone's talking about it.
I updated yesterday,
Bob Ford.
And I love it.
I have an Android. Will it Pony. Work for me?
Absolutely. Both platforms.
Download it and improve your life today.
We love it.
Yay!
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Zappos. Black Friday is just hours away.
Yes.
But you don't need to battle the traffic or the crowds or the lousy customer service. All you need to do is lean back, relax, and do the Zappos thing. Or the Zappos
thing,
if you're cool. As you celebrate the holidays, Zappos is celebrating 20 years of awesome. 20 years of the absolute best customer service and a selection that is unmatched. Thanks to over 1,000 trusted brands, Zappos.com is able to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe that they love. And with the holidays approaching, there's never been a better time to shop Zappos. So whether it's footwear, outerwear, anywhere, basically if you wear it, get it at Zappos. We just ask that you support us both by accessing Zappos through our website. Just click the banner. As always, Zappos.com provides fast, free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Thank you, Zappos. You make us look good through the holidays and beyond, and we are totally grateful for our relationship with Zappos.
News.
Landed half an hour ago. Hour ago. We have three. I'm not distracted. Contrary to what you might think, Dennis Quaid wasn't out there looking for a woman 39 years younger than him. But hey, why not, right? Dennis is 65, and he recently got engaged to a 29-year-old PhD named Laura Savoy. I'm sorry, PhD student.
Just kind of like the plot of one of his greatest films.
Which was?
Great Balls of Fire.
Great Balls. Oh, yeah, Jerry Lee.
Oh, yeah.
He's a little odd. The Quaid's got a thing up there.
Yeah, but there's what? He's the most normal Quaid.
He's the most
all.
Normal Quaid. But you've seen the commercials, right? Where he's like,
yeah.
He's skinny. I'll give him that.
Oh, that's
he
good.
He says, quote, I didn't go out looking for an age gap or someone really younger than me. I met her at a business event, and then the relationship developed.
I met her at a business event.
Full disclosure, I met Carla out hanging out. I was looking for a younger person.
Yeah.
It happened.
At your own bar.
No, it was not my own bar.
It was another bar. It was at what did he say? What did he what did he just, say?
He's laughing at his own branding.
We joke about her coming to your bar and be like, "Oh, you're Mr. O'Mara." But it was at the City Tavern. The City Tavern. Yeah, City Tavern.
That's where it was. You have no control over who shut up, Oscar.
It was under 21
night.
You
have no control over who you fall in love with. I'm just dealing with this situation.
Hey, when she went to the City Tavern, did she go in or did she wait in the car?
Zing.
I don't fall in love easy, but I can't let what few people think control all that. He says, I've been married 3 times. I guess
that's
this
nice.
Is fourth. And this is my final one. Well, yeah, you're 65.
Yeah.
It's your final couple of decades, pal, if you're lucky. I feel like I have a real partner in life. Good for Dennis.
That's happy good. And in him. Celebration, Randy Quaid posted a picture on Instagram of his balls.
It sounds like prison hasn't changed Bill Cosby much. He's still defiant, and he still doesn't think he did anything wrong. In a new interview with Black Press USA, he said, quote, I have 8 years and 9 months left. When I come up for parole, they're not going to hear me say that I have remorse. I was there. I don't care what a group of people came along. I was there. I don't care what group of people come along and talk about this when they weren't there. They don't know. He added, quote, the trial was all a setup. That whole jury thing, they were imposters. This is political. I can see the whole thing. I am a privileged man in prison.
Oh, wow.
There you go, Cos. That is-
you know, if he plans to ride it out and do it, that's fine, but really pipe down.
Yeah, well, that's
well, Cos. This narcissism, he can't get past it.
Yeah, yeah, terrible.
I'm legally blind. Can't see.
I just don't understand why everybody imposters political that's a jello pudding pop.
I don't know, Mike. I haven't seen the plane land, so I'm going to wait in the car.
There we go, and we have a dead cell phone and a plane that's landed and someone sitting there for 45 minutes. Don't understand what's going on.
Rudy!
Fox Sports has sold all its available ad time for Super Bowl 54, which is happening in Miami Gardens, Florida on February 2nd. Yeah, congratulations.
You'll probably go because it's close, right?
Stimulate that economy.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That might not seem like a big deal, but it's actually the first time in 5 years that every slot has been sold early. In recent years, the network's airing Super Bowls have gone down to the wire to sell the remaining spots. Last year, CBS announced the game was sold out 2 days before the game. I can't imagine why CBS would have trouble with their ad executives not selling time.
Mike,
I can't. Why would CBS not be able to sell it all well in advance? I can't. That's a surprise to me.
I just got this in. Every ad for the Super Bowl has been bought by Michael Bloomberg.
There you go. Thank you very much. A Fox exec says the demand was so intense this year that they had to turn advertisers away. Oh, good for them. Unclear what changed this year, but certainly it wasn't the price. Fox has been selling 30-second ads north of $5 million to as much as $5.6 million. Last year, CBS wanted between $5.1 and $5.3 for a spot, and 12 years ago, the average price was $2.7 million. Isn't that great? So, to all the car companies, the insurance companies, the beer companies, the only people that advertise at that level, salute. A lot of flow, a lot of Progressive, a lot of State Farm, a lot of beer, and a lot of soft drinks. That's what we'll see.
What about Viagra with the two tubs? Or is that Cialis?
Drug companies, Cialis. Thank you. Yeah. Drug companies as well.
Ball right through the tire.
Yeah.
Zoom.
And let me skip ahead because we are running super late here. There is a little something something. There is a 27-year-old guy named Brett Brzezinski from Blakely, Pennsylvania. And last week, he and his girlfriend were picking up his 20-year-old sister, Brianna Brzezinski, from work. Well, she got into an argument with her brother about who was going to get to sit in the front seat, her or his girlfriend. And it got serious to the point where they started physically fighting.
Hey!
And when the cops showed up, Brett took off and got into a high-speed chase with his girlfriend hanging out of the window of the car. When Brett finally stopped because of a traffic jam, he and his sister... Oh, there's my...
Oh, that's a call.
Hey!
Yay!
Hey!
Well, maybe it's Brett's sister.
I'll take this
both
on the
platforms.
Air.
Both platforms! Yay!
Sorry, I hope I'm doing the right thing by taking this call on the air. Did you find her?
No. So what I'm going to do is I was dying to park, but then I decided, she's probably standing outside.
Right.
So I got my car. I went through arrivals. I went through departures. She's not in either place, so now I'm going to go park.
Okay.
I'm going to go in the airport. I'm going to search.
Okay, the last...
Have a page go out. Ask her to page.
Have a page. Have a, yeah. a page her, too. Have a page, Oscar said. Have a page go out.
A page?
Yeah,
a page.
Go to the desk.
Yeah, page is when, like, you make an announcement over the speakers.
I did that.
Okay. Okay. And then just keep me posted.
Okay.
Thank you.
What?
Happy
what
do you, Thanksgiving.
I'm on the air right now.
Love you.
Okay, bye.
That's what you
bye.
Say, Mike. Love you. Bye. Love you. Bye. Bye.
I heard from her at 2 o'clock. Okay. Anyway.
Don't nobody be fussy.
Nobody be fussy.
It's the holidays.
Let's have fun because fun is the best thing
what
to have.
What a great start.
Yay! Mike, remember you're golfing on Friday.
That's right, in
it
Turkey.
It got serious to the point where they started physically fighting. And when I have a rap that I'm going to do. Do you have any rap beats?
Hold on.
You know, Oscar will do a live
for you. At the traffic jam, he and his sister both got out and attacked the cops. They were both arrested and charged with assault and resisting arrest. Brett's girlfriend wasn't charged. The cops say she was a victim, and she's filed a restraining order against the whole Brzezinski family. All right, ready? You know I don't need that. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Brett Brzezinski, driving like a Penske. Doesn't make no sense-ski. Situation Tensky. Fighting with Brianna. She fights like a manna. Gives him a right hand. No part of the plan. People in the no-no, they go call the po-po. Siblings have to go-go. Ending of the show, bro.
There you go.
Thank you. Thank you.
Big bass drop.
God almighty. Oh, my God. Thank you. We'll take a break and come back with the final audio vault with Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob. We'll do that when we come back.
Take it away. Yeah.
And now,
hey, this is
advice from Andrea.
Hello, ladies. It's me, Andrea.
Saw him last week.
You're great energetic, guy. Diabetic. And you deserve to be treated like a queen and to have someone who knows you better than you know yourself. Let's face it, there's only one man who can give you what you need.
It's me, Dan the Fan Man.
And if there's one thing I know about you females, it's that you love a great fan. If you need a fan, I'm your man. Say that your old fan is rubbing you the wrong way, and I'll make sure that you get rubbed the right way. Yell up into the sky, oh, holy Dan the Fan Man. I need a high-quality industrial fan, but everywhere I turn, I only see overpriced fans, and you're my only hope. Like a mythical creature, I will come down from the heavens riding a giant ceiling fan, and your wishes will come true. Ciao, Bella!
What is that promoting?
Ciao, Bella!
I do like that. How is Andre? You said you saw him?
Yeah, I saw him at a bus stop. And I was like, Andre! He had headphones on.
He's
wonderful
got
intern.
Two great
Andre.
Dogs. Great two guys. Great dogs.
This portion of the program brought to you by our bonus packages. Thanksgiving means food. Are you worried about weight gain? Are you? Well, never you mind. All you need is the TMOS bonus show. Feel the burn of frequent downloads. Ear-to-ear smiles will stretch your face to the max. And belly laughs will make your core rock solid.
Yes.
Just look at the average TMOS bonus listener. Ripped. It's a commercial-free, no-holds-barred sixth episode of TMOS that features Mike, Oscar, Rob, Maddie, and Jake Steinfeld. I'm sorry, Pony.
Yes.
You can do it. Just click the banner on our website, and you get access to all our stuff. You know that. The TMOS bonus show. You get it. We've done it. We do it every day.
Mm-hmm.
It's America's favorite appetite-suppressant candy. AIDS diet candy, ladies and gentlemen. Available in peanut butter, chocolate mint, butterscotch, and caramel flavors. Be like Yvonne DiCarlo, Arthur Godfrey, and Zsa Zsa Gabor, and lose weight with AIDS. Not available since 1987, so try a salad, fat fatty. Thank you very much. Let's open up the audio vault for today.
Appetite suppressant.
Yes.
Tuesday, November 26th, 2019.
Mike, I'm going to try to bring you one every day. Parody record for the holidays. This one is the gift that everyone can agree on, the gift card. For the hard to shop for.
Gift cards and gift cards and gift cards and gift cards. Gift cards and gift cards and gift cards and gift cards. When I go shopping and can't find a thing, gift cards are always my favorite things.
Amen.
When the dog barks, he gets a gift card for that PetSmart place. Gift cards are perfect for so many things, and then I don't feel so bad.
All right.
Hey, you made it pretty far.
You know
pretty
what?
It's a pretty minimal far, effort on that far. One towards it. Talk about running out of lyrics. And I don't feel so bad.
But I do.
That was a funny one. You really did. You didn't laze that one through, you dick.
I like the first verse where he just said gift card. That's what I liked.
So yeah. I liked the gift card without any lyrics. And then it was real. Then we realized, oh, no, it was just a not terrible. Effort.
Mike, let's discuss Aaron Smith of South Carolina.
Aaron?
Aaron Smith has come up with a new dating app. It's called Singularity.
Oh.
And it's for ladies because here's the deal. There's only one guy on it.
Mm.
And it's Aaron Smith.
Hi, I'm Aaron Smith, co-founder and CEO of Singularity, a new dating app for women. Singularity saves you countless hours of swiping by just matching you with me. Swipe right on a profile to like it or hit the green button. Swipe left on a profile or hit the red button to skip it. And hit the black hole button to emit a blood-curdling scream. When you realize what life has become, go find the Aaron Smith of your dreams. Visit SingularityDating.com from your mobile phone.
So if you want to date Aaron Smith, you want to get the Singularity app.
Singularity. Pretty much.
Now,
creepy. All right.
Mike, you're not the only one who's having a great holiday. Mm-hmm. What about the family? And by the way, great, great video I put up at Mike O'Mara Show's Facebook page of a turkey fryer disaster gone wrong. Where it's just fireball. It's great. But there's always the danger. There's always the danger when you fry a turkey that something could go wrong.
Yeah, it's a scary thing to do, especially with like water on the turkey, which causes the hot oil to go. Nyeh.
So here are the parents that are trying to protect their 2-year-old daughter as they're frying the turkey.
Which the 2-year-old daughter shouldn't be anywhere near the turkey.
And
fryer.
I love this. There's love here.
All right. First time frying a turkey. Yeah. Stay inside, please.
Stay inside. Right. Get inside right now.
Oh my God.
Happy Thanksgiving. That's me. If my child that you don't get it. When you have little ones, that's turkey hot oil. This is
that
you're
was like
doing this to say,
eyes.
I know. Play it again, Oscar. Now that I've explained it to you, this is a father trying
and
to save his child's
listen
life.
Listen to the mother.
Yeah, by the way, the mother's like, you know, Xanaxed up or something.
Yeah, and
the dad.
Maybe the job of the mother is to keep the child from wandering towards the turkey.
You can tell we're so sympathetic on this because the mother's going, I don't know. I don't want to move.
Let's go to the table.
All right. First time frying a turkey. Stay inside, please.
Stay inside. Right. Get inside right now.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
Was that the mother that said, oh my God.
Yeah. You don't
Why
see the mother.
Are you yelling?
Hot oil. Burn
Why
face.
Why you like it? Like my body?
I think we're good for one more.
All right. First time frying a turkey. Stay inside, please.
Stay inside. Right. Get inside right now.
Oh, my God.
Escalation.
Oh, my God.
You had to yell at the baby.
Maybe I shouldn't have said please when my child's in danger of being covered with hot f***ing oil.
That's your magic audio vault. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Sorry. Boy, way to end the week tense. Sorry. Woo. I'll wish I could have had closure. I really do. I'll let you know off air. Thanks a lot. Have a happy holiday. For
Rob Stewart
and Oscar Santana. This is Mike O'Mara saying, you want something done right? Do it yourself. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long. Ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
All right. First time frying a turkey. Stay inside, please.
Stay inside. Get inside right now.
Hey, it's Luke Bryan, wishing you a happy Thanksgiving.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I'm afraid we have a bad image, sir. Market research shows people see you as something of an ogre.
You're to club them and eat their bones.
And please remember, everybody, don't get happy.